Thank you for being part of our study today. This is near the end of the year. As we move in, this was my first year here on this program. So we want to end it with a blast. How about that? Okay, last week we talked about the holidays. We talked about Christmas. We talked about the tree. We talked about Jeremiah, who preaches against the tree and showing its vanity and so forth. Okay, this year, as we conclude, as we come to an end of 2014 and move into 2015, we are going to be trying to move into a whole nother vein. We've been able to show you a lot of the errors of where you are. We have been able to try to search for truth together. This is In Search of Truth with Dr. Emmanuel. We're all searching for the truth. I did not say that I have arrived. Okay, so we're all looking for it together. So, as I've been studying, you know, doing research, you know, we run the People of Color Training and Research Institute. So we do research at our center and institute. And so recently we've been ran across something that was interesting of how the world, or America, or the Europeans, or whoever is running the planet, how they define behavioral theory. So I thought that was very interesting because we have constantly been learning that we are being miseducated. Okay, we've been getting a miseducation. So the question is, why are we getting a miseducation? Who is giving us a miseducation? Why do they think that this is important? Why don't they just give us the truth and let us decide on our own? Is everyone on equal footing? Are people of color being held back, systematically locked out of the system? These are the things that we are going to be looking at. We are trying to figure all of this out. Well, let's start somewhere with you. Where do you think you have freedom to choose? You get that? Where do you think you have freedom to choose? That's why I said think. Because you do not have freedom to choose nothing. Everything that you choose have been given to you. It's like choosing off of a menu. Do you want to do this, that, or the other? You didn't think of any of those things. Somebody planted them in your mind. Someone has put them on a piece of paper for you to choose. So really, where do you have freedom to choose? It's like going into a restaurant and you choose the item that you pick. But the item, you're only choosing from the items on the menu. You didn't make it up. Aha. How is that here? We are brought here on this planet. We have parents. We have friends, we have relatives, we have community. And every last one of them, if we know it or not, have an input to us. We did not come here to choose which family we will be born in. The pressures of society affect us, depending on what level you are at. There are 7 levels in this behavioral theory. Now, you might say, well, listen, I choose. Okay, well, hey, what about the predisposition according to your genetic code, according to the DNA, those who have mamas or crack? Then the babies come out crack babies. They don't have a choice. They come out crack babies. If your parents have been alcoholic and it runs in your family,
You are pre-positioned to alcohol or drug use or criminal. All in your DNA, passed on from mama and daddy. So, do you really have a choice? Really? And what are you choosing? Free will. You said that I'm given free will. Free will to choose what? Off of a menu? Of, okay, you want to be an engineer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a hip-hop actor, you want to be a football player. Those are things that people can give us. These are the choices that we have. We don't choose. We don't have free will to make up our own. We only have what they give us. Wow. Deep. Did you decide that you were going to live in the projects? Or were you born in a family that lives in the projects? Were you born to someone who is in the upper class, the rich 1%? Or are you with the other 99.5% of us on the planet? See? And depending on where you are in life, and your parents are, you will find yourself in environments like the projects. If you live in a project, you're born in a project, then you live in a project. Now, you don't have to always stay in a project. Once you get old enough, you can move out of the project. But as you know, the majority of us stay in the project. If you were born in the ghetto, which is the world is a ghetto, by the way, then you usually, lots of people stay in the ghetto with the ghetto mind. But you can get above the ghetto. Like myself, I was born in the ghetto. I hung out in the projects. I didn't live in the project, but I hung out in the project. And I don't hang out in the projects no more. And I don't live in what they call the ghetto anymore, but I know the world is a ghetto, so I'm in the ghetto. Okay. All right, let's look at this behavioral theory. I was taking this class in project management, and we were learning about communication and behavior and how to deal with people. And this is the pyramid structure that they have for us to actually get to our seventh state, which is self-actualization. So that means what you project yourself to be of what you want to be, that is self-actualization. You get to this point of a spirituality, your spiritual goal in life. Amen now, amen. All right now. So that you can move and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, what is the first thing? Okay, they say the first thing is where everybody starts. It's just basic physiological needs. That's all. The physical needs. Okay, what are your physical needs? Your survival needs. You hear most people, you know, how you doing? I'm surviving. That's where they're on level one. They're on level one. This is called your survival needs. That's what they have. Now, a lot of people are, that's where they are, that's where they will be forever. They were born there, and they will die there. Just fulfilling the survival needs. Well, one thing you might need is a job or some way of income. Now, someone on welfare, they say that's their income. Really? And who put you there? Okay. Next, you have to meet your basic needs. And so welfare or some of these places or your jobs or whatever is to supply your basic needs. What needs do you need? Well, first thing, you got to breathe in clean air. That's right, clean air. Now, a lot of people who live in the ghetto live in downtown Baltimore, or in certain places of Manhattan, or in certain places, Chicago, Detroit, and these big cities, where they're polluting big time, the manufacturers and so forth, you don't get clean air. And so a lot of their population, especially Baltimore, has asthma. And they didn't have clean air. They're breathing in polluted air. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you live in a food desert? All right, now, what is a food desert, brother? Come on now, break it down for the brothers. Okay, a food desert is where there is no fresh food for you to get, or a very limited supply. Now, some of y'all might be saying, hey, man, I live in a food desert. Okay. Or that you live in an area where the food, fresh food, is bad. Like, example, let me give you a good example now. I remember I was in Atlanta, I was in Atlanta at a conference. And, you know, I'm vegetarian, so I was going out and looking for, and, you know, there was no vegetarian restaurant, no place, you know, I said, okay. All right, so I said, okay, I'll just go by the, you know, a supermarket, you know? I'll just go by a supermarket, pick me up some fresh fruit, and make my own fruit salad, hook myself up. Man, did you know that I could not find a grocery store? You hear me? A grocery store. To buy me some apples, some oranges, some bananas, some peaches, some pears, avocado, salad, you know, I could not find it. And they told me, yo, brother, you got to drive 15, 20 miles down the road. I said, well, you got to be kidding, man. Yes. And this was a place where a hotel was. So this was not the inner ghetto. You hear me? This was not the ghetto, inner city ghetto. This was, you know. So I was like shocked. So didn't realize. I'm saying, man, this is planned. They plan the built environment. What is the built environment? The built environment is anything man has made. That's buildings, that's highways, that's electricity, that's sewage, that's everything. Okay? So they design the buildings such that in this community there will be, hear me? There will be a food desert. And if you don't have the money to get out, and if you don't have a car, then you will be stuck eating. Hey, they got lots of McDonald's on every corner, and, you know, what they call them, fish fries, and, you know, or whatever. They got all of those joints, but nothing fresh food. So that was deep. That was deep. That was deep. And then I was into raw food, so, man, I had to drive at least a half an hour on the other side of town to find me some raw food. To find a raw food restaurant. Loving it live. That's where I went. Okay? So, it is not simple. So, that's another thing. Fresh, organic food. Okay? So, pure water. Do you know that there's a water crisis of pure water? There's lots of water on the planet that's salted, but there's not, that's oceans and so forth, but there's not a lot of pure water. And people are consuming it like, wow. So when we talk about pure water, did you know that there's going to be wars, and if not, there's starting wars over who has the fresh water and who has access to it? Do you know that over in California, that's a desert, and Las Vegas is a desert, and they'd be importing water from outside? Okay, and so they're growing all this food and stuff in the desert. Once the water dries up and they don't have, they will be fighting over water. Water, do you hear me? Pure water. Clothing. You need to clothe yourself. Put on some clothes to stay warm. Okay, and you have your animal instincts of sex needs and drive. All right, so this is level one. Think about it. This time we will take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. revered for thousands of years as the king of the earth, Ganoderma lucidum, was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being with us. I hope you had a chance to think about what we were talking about in the first sector of our study. So we realized the first step or the first level
is survival, meeting our survival needs. So if you're on welfare, usually that's where you stay. So you never develop to self-actualization, because all you worried about and all you're doing is staying with on a survival. You're just on survival mode. Okay? Just let you know that. Okay? Most people who have to work two or three jobs, that's where they find themselves. Just to make the bills, to pay the bills, they're spending all their time doing nothing but what? Trying to pay their bills, just trying to survive. So I can get me some water, I can get me some fresh food, I can clothe myself, clean air, okay? All right, now some people can't get out of that situation and find themselves that they're not drinking pure water. So they were saying at one time in Baltimore, and I think New York, maybe not New York, maybe DC, some other places, in the Baltimore City public schools, you could not drink the water because it was polluted. So you was not getting no pure water. Now a bunch of them are using, canisters where you have water, containers, shipping in water. So, so this is a problem. So a lot of people are coming down with different diseases and in the poor areas where we have this issue, that they are only on their basic physiological needs. And that is a shame. I remember my mom, she's down in South Carolina, and she's in a little town called, and in this little town, it's all throughout the towns, that she goes to the Piggly Wiggly. She goes to Buy Low. Those are the only two grocery stores in the town. So she goes to them, and their fresh food, their stuff looks horrible. It looked like rotten. It's been sitting there. I remember I went and got me some squeezing some avocados, and the avocados were all rotten. And they got the nerve to sell it to you. Hey, this is bad. You hear me? Bad. So she has to go, she has to drive 25 minutes to a half an hour, or 45 minutes to another little town or someplace to find some best fruit. Now, she owns her own house, so it is not the ghetto. It's not always the ghetto. But she's in South Carolina. And you know, in the South, hey, I just don't know. They have the system set up. And that's why I was saying they have a system set up in certain areas. Now, she owns her house, had a house built. My grandfather had his house built. So these are not poor people. These are nicely retired people from the North living in the South, and they are having this problem of finding fresh fruits, organic fruits, and they are in a food desert. Okay? So realize what's going on here. So this was planned by the built environment. We call these people the urban planners. They plan this. Okay? This is a plan. All right. Then you could probably go down there and you can get any Subway. You can get frankfurters. You can get hamburgers. You can get McDonald's. You can get any of that stuff in that town. But talking about fresh, real good food, organic and good food, you cannot find it. They will have it, but it's all rotten. So notice what we're saying here. This was by design. Okay, let me give you a good example. If you live in an area where the water you're drinking, bad water, those pollute your mind. You're breathing in through air, foul air, polluted air from the manufacturing stations that are you work in, or your parents work in, or the community has. You get sick, whole community is sick, and do you think them people, you got to sue them to get your money, to get, get healed. So this system is set up such that you are just in a survival mode while other people are running the planet. You're just not even off number one. These other ones are working towards self-realization, actualization, level 7, and you are on level 1. So what do you think your probabilities of your children getting out of that situation? Or even your grandchildren or whoever. Unless you have goals and aims to encourage your children and grandchildren, you're going to be there. I mean, people in the South, they got land. They got, you know, they got little land and they have a house and all that, or a trailer or whatever. They don't even grow food. You hear me? They don't even grow their own food in their backyard. They don't even grow fresh food. But I mean, there's a few, but they do not even do that. And I'm like, wow. So the mental status of their mentality, even though they might have good jobs, they might have a good job. Yeah, I'm not growing no food. My grandmama did, my daddy did, and I ain't doing that. Man, don't you know that you can grow your own organic food and you can know what's in it? You don't know what's in this food that you're getting from these stores? See, it's the mentality. So we're being miseducated. Now, if you notice, some of the white Caucasians, they are smart. Them boys, they growing their own food. They out there growing that, getting their organic this and organic that. And so they are, you know, they have come to that place. I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, I'm not going to blame them. I mean, they were smart enough to do it. When you go out in certain communities, you'll see white people out running. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They're getting their exercise so that they can be able to stay fit, so that they can stay healthy. They're getting their sunlight. Let's talk about this for a minute. Yeah, now we're talking about the basics, baby. The basics, the ABCs of New Start. All right, now let's go to New Start. Let's go through. K is for knowledge. Now, this is the knowledge that I've been giving you all year long. So now you have access to knowledge. Next is in nutrition. That's the avoiding them food deserts. Okay? Fresh organic food that you can grow in your own backyard. I got food in my backyard. That's why I live, you know, where I live. See, people say, oh, man, you got to drive too far. I said, whatever, man. I got my food. I can grow my food. Things get tight. Matter of fact, I went out there and pick me some kale. How about that? Red and white Russian kale. Get that? All right? So, yeah. So, I'm going to do my thing. I encourage you to do the same. Okay. Next is E. E is for exercise. You should be getting exercise 3 to 5 days a week, if not more. All right? I try to shoot with the brothers. We played basketball. Yesterday, I played racquetball. Try to do my sit-ups and my push-ups and my crunches and my pull-ups, you know. Trying to stay in shape. All right. 5 sets of pull-ups, you know, 5 different sets. So, I mean, 5 and 4 sets of them, that's 20. Do me some crunches. And 185 pounds crunches. 100 in the front. No, a total of 100 crunches. 50 in the front, 2 to each side, 25. So, yeah, so I'm just, you know, trying to run with the brothers, trying to keep up my agility. Because, you know, they be rough on the court. So you got to get your exercise. Run. And if I can, I, you know, get out and run, you know. Run on the track. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So, next. After E is W, water. Now, we just talked about pure water. We talked about, you know, living in Baltimore, you ain't got no pure water. Right? Other states, you might not have no pure water. Okay? So you need pure water. What does water do? Water comes through your body and cleanses it. You know, like a washing machine. You know, you got to put fresh water in the washing machine so that it can what? It can filter through the water, dump out the, pull out the waste, the poisons, or the dirt. Then it rinses it, and then it flushes it out. And that's the same thing your body does. Your body needs water so that it can flush it out. All right? Okay, now, the next thing after start, new start, that was the K-N-E-W, that was the new part, and we're going to deal with start. S for sunlight. Sunlight will give you pre-vitamin D. They said that a lot of African Americans have a higher rate of cancer than the Africans living in Africa. Because number one, they get sunlight. And they said that vitamin D, if you're lacking vitamin D and you only get vitamin D from the sunlight, you don't be getting it from drinking no cow's milk, okay? So don't let them lie to you. Drinking cow's milk can give you no vitamin D, okay? Giving you cow D, okay? Whatever that is. All right? So you need your vitamin D, your sunlight. Get as much sunlight as possible. The darker you are, the more the sun has to penetrate through the skin. The melanin on your skin, okay, then white folks who don't, they need less sunlight, okay? But we all need the sunlight. Every day, try to get some sunlight. Okay? Especially in the summer months. And now it's like 50 degrees outside in the middle of the day, man. I was outside today, man. Took my shirt off. Yes, man, I was giving me some sun. Okay? So that's my whole point. Okay. Next after sun is T for temperance. Well, let's do this. Okay, now that you understand new and we're getting ready to go through start. Start's going to take a little while. So let's take a break to hear our sponsor.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. This is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody gonna tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And then see, you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
All right, we're back. Yes, we are back. Okay, so we have been talking about the basics, survival needs on level one, where most people are. Lots of people are. That's as far as they get. Okay, so even though you retired and you think you went somewhere, that don't mean you're getting that you're not getting fresh organic food, especially if you ain't growing it yourself. Okay, so realize what's going on. So we're talking about New Start. K for knowledge, N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, pure water, S for sunlight, T for temperance. Temperance is this abstaining from things that are bad for you, that are killing you, like liquor. Okay, spirits. They used to call them, and they still do call them, beer. All of that type of stuff. Cigarettes, tobacco, smoker. Okay? All of those different things. Okay? All it does is kill you. You know? And you know that unclean animal? You know that pig, gas? You know it now. That's it. That, my brother's stepping on the toes now. And let's be careful. That catfish. Okay? All that stuff. That lobster. Oh, yes. Lobster and crab and shrimp. And oysters, all of the forbidden food that Yahweh has told us about. Just like he had the forbidden tree, now he has the forbidden food that the lifestyle of this society of miseducation and the churches, that's all right too now, are propagating the propaganda of the big industry. Okay? Now, did you know that, you know, that if we lived without meat eating. Amen. Without meat eating. Do you know that that would solve a lot of our greenhouse gas problems? Did you know that? Because we feed them cows and pigs and whoever and chickens and whatever else you feed them things. Okay? As you feed them things, you know that they dump a lot of manure, it takes a lot of water. Okay, it's a lot of consumption and a lot of pollution from that. Okay, so just wanted to let you know while I'm stepping on your toes, I might as well do a good job. All right, so abstaining from those things that are harmful to the body. And if Yahweh said none, that means none. Simple as that. Unclean animals. All right, which is the delicacies of America, Babylon. That's why this is a Babylonian food. Check it out. Babylonian food. Because we are in Babylon. And now we have to become Babylonians or we're going to follow Yah. And we have to determine to follow Yah no matter what. Follow Yahweh no matter what the church say, no matter what the preachers say, no matter what the teachers say. Just follow what he says. All right. After temperance is air. A, air, pure air. We talked about air earlier. Pure air. People are breathing in polluted air, living in society and communities that's all they're breathing in, and they're coming down with asthma. It's just an epidemic in Baltimore because of those things. All right? Now, rest. Now, you need rest. You know, after you don't work hard and you did a bunch of stuff, then your body needs to slow down and rest. Very important. A lot of people working two or three jobs and they just can't stop. They just can't stop. So these are the things. But this is on the survival level. So you're on the survival level. You know, people graduate from college. You hear me? College. We're not talking about high school. High school diploma don't get you nothing nowadays. People dropping out of elementary school, dropping out of high school, dropping out of junior high school. I was shocked. In junior high school, I heard it down in Charlotte, there was like 40% dropout rate. I mean, retention. That means 40% of the people were staying and 60% were dropping out before they can graduate. Now, that is so unrealistic. But this are what we're dealing with. And so those people that are living in those situations, they are always going to be in this basic level where we're talking about, level one. So I'm trying to give you, because since I know a lot of you I'm talking to is in this situation, I'm trying to hook you up to get you out. Okay? So follow the 9 laws of health. Not 8 laws of health, as some people would preach it, but the 9 laws of health from the ancient African teachings of the Bible. Amen now. Okay. Now, next after rest is trust in divine power. Then you have to have believe in something above and outside of you, which is called the Creator. Because you did not make yourself, and you need to find out what is your purpose here on planet Earth that He has given to you. Once you're able to find that out, then you are hooked up. You hear me? Hooked up. And follow that for your what? Level 7. Self-actualization. All right? Now, of where you see yourself projecting yourself to be. Yes, I have arrived. And spiritual understanding. Okay. Now, I shared this, like I said, with my mom. She was like, oh, man, you got to give me this pyramid. Oh, you got to give this to me. Oh, I said, okay, mom. Okay, calm down. Yeah, man, preachers need it now. Yeah, everybody needs it. Okay, level 2, according to the behavioral theory, is called protection, security, safety, long-term opportunities. That means you got a secure job or you don't. People will give up their freedom through the false belief of security through what? Technology and convenience. Yeah. Yeah, I remember my cousin, she told me point blank, listen, man, I'll give up everything to have convenience. So I don't care if they're tracking me with my cell phone. I don't care about that. I don't care if the cell phone is giving me cancer. I'm going to die or something. I might as well die. I'm saying, man, you got to flip your lid. You're going to give up all your freedom and all your health for some stupid phone? And then whatever other things you're trying to do. Oh, man, I love me. Okay, well, eat it and then kill it. And you got to have that. You got to have that unclean animal. Then eat it and kill it. It's killing you. Okay. See, this convenience, okay, that people are giving up, you know, people are getting into through technology and stuff, it is not a blessing. I can tell you that. They believe it is the best thing since sliced bread. Or since mama's apple pie. But it ain't. But it is not. So, notice, the second level. So, after you have job opportunities, I know even people, even in my family, you graduate from high school. Graduate from college, and now you cannot even find a job in your field. I mean, that's what happened. You picked the wrong field. Okay? You didn't do internships. You didn't listen to your daddy who told you what to do. You did it your way, and now you're working hard. Now you're working 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week. Come on. It's killing you. But hey, you treat yourself in that situation. I can't help you. I cannot say. But anyway, that you're learning, hopefully. Okay, so be sure that you're not willing to give up your freedom for a little security. That's what they're saying today. Well, listen, guys, hey, we need to monitor everybody's phone call. We need to monitor everybody's thing. And we need to be able to go in and check everybody's records and check everybody's. Wait a minute, man. This is America. This ain't Russia. This ain't Germany. What do you think this is? A communist country? You guys to be kidding. What do you think this is? Marxism? What do you think this is? China? Come on, brother. You in America. Well, we're supposed to have our freedom. Get that freedom. Okay, even though you don't know what freedom is, and that's what this whole thing's about. So, tell me, where are you in this scheme of things? We just said part 2. All right, well, let's go take our last break. For our sponsors.
tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with. Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God.
Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hana Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Coming back thank everybody for coming back and being part of this study. All right, now we are up and rocking and a-rolling now. Okay, now, my point here is that these are by design. It is by design that you work two jobs. It is by design that they will take away your security, thinking that you are getting security. Thinking by letting them listen to everybody's phone call, listening to every email and so all this stuff. This is nothing but enslavement of the masses. And so you can give up all of this through technology if you want, but that's your own idea. Thinking you are free. Really? What do you choose? Did you choose your job? Did you choose to be in a food desert? Did you choose that they will watch you? That they will listen to your calls? They will monitor every movement you make, that you will give them, you will pay them to get a cell phone so that they can watch you, monitor everywhere you go. And that's your choice. I mean, hey, you pay for it. You pay for them to enslave you. That's your choice. Hey, you didn't look at it that way, did you? All right. You pay for them to give you cancer. Not getting your exercise, not getting your sunlight, eating that unclean animals. Okay, and you want security by giving up your rights as a citizen of the United States, America, and you are more miseducation. This is how it works. Okay, that's level two. Now, level three, they say socialization. All right, now, the feeling of belonging. To be part of something. To have an affiliation. And that's where family fits in. Family, your friends, your community, whatever. And so that's what gets you to rock you to sleep. Now you're like in the Matrix now. Now remember, you're in the Matrix now. We're in the Matrix. In the Matrix, we just sleeping and dreaming that American dream. That's what it was now. Come on. Now, y'all remember the movie. Now, if you ain't seen it, you need to go see it. They're on DVDs. They're on, they even on VHS. Okay? They're everywhere. Okay? So, you see it how you asleep and that you're caught up in this system to believe in the American dream when it is exactly what it is. You are dreaming because it is not real. Oh, maybe 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 1,000,000 will make it. But who cares about that, man? That person will make it no matter what. So that you didn't do it. They would have made it if they was in China. If they was in Russia, it don't matter. So don't be trying to act, okay? Don't be even acting. And some of these, you know, oh, yes. Let's get me started. So anyway, it said you done got me started. There's these movies out. 2016, Obama's America, something like that. Or love him or hate him. Obama's, you know, dream or whatever. So in that, he makes it crystal clear. The guy who put it together, he ain't nothing but a Reaganite. He said that he had to be a Reaganite. And so he was a Reaganite. So he had put this video together and wrote a book and did all these different things saying he's shutting down Obama. This, that, and showing all the things he did. And then that's one movie. And then the other one is The World Without America, without the USA. How would the world be without you? And that was a good one. Okay, those two. Check them out. And email me. Tell me what you think. I mean, hey, I've been waiting for you guys to email me. Go to my website. Check it out. www.peopleofcolor.com. That is www.peopleofcolor.com. Yes. .com. C-O-M. All right. So, what is next? Level three. We just finished level three, which talked about affiliation. Level four, self-esteem. Recognition of accomplishments. Ego power. Honor. Now, it's interesting that depending on where you are in the community and what color you are, all right, that you can have self-esteem and you cannot have self-esteem. Like, there is a book called The Conspiracy Against the Black Boy. It is interesting to find out that so many black men and boys are being locked up. Okay. And why is that? Well, first of all, they could have been in basic one, you know, basic one level in the ghetto, in the projects, could have been, you know, whatever. Okay. Parents could be druggies, alcoholics, whatever. Okay. So we have this group of people, conspiracy against the black boy, to break up the black family. Such that you will have no self-esteem, because when they show you in the movies, they look like idiots. I be saying, why y'all watch these movies about black people? BET, all that? Why y'all watch that garbage? It is garbage. It is not giving anybody no self-esteem. It's teaching black people how to be idiots. All right? So, y'all need to give that stuff up. Like, y'all need to boycott them. Just like we boycotted the schools system. Just like we boycotted the buses. We need to boycott the media. How about that? And this and black media stuff too, boycott that stuff. But y'all be just, you know, thinking it's all cute and all that stuff. Whatever. But white people don't be portraying themselves to look like idiots in the movies? No way. They be portraying themselves as number one and they are it, you know, and all the rest of that stuff. So they have high self-esteem. If you look at the books, look at the literature, look at the Sunday school lesson, the Sabbath school lesson, look at the history books, look at the movies, look at the TV, look at the new movies that came out. Noah, we got the Moses, okay? We got the Ten Commandments. We got, okay, all of these different things that come out. Okay, the birth of Christ. All of these people went, okay? In Africa. Now, let me say, now, in Exodus, now, come on now. In Egypt, in ancient Egypt, in the BC time, they were all black. They were Africans. It's on the continent of Africa, folks. And guess what? In the movie, they got everybody white. They got all the Egyptians white, except the slaves, you know. The slaves. Yeah, right. And then they got the Hebrews all white. Now, come on. Now, I wondered. I said, now, how in the world? Okay, say they want to say the Hebrews are white. Okay, that's a God complex. So they want to say that the European Jews are God's people, even though they have no lineage to the Bible characters, by the way. Okay, but anyway, they want to portray them as white Jews. Okay, 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 say you do, all right, whatever. But man, why would you portray the Africans? Why would you scold the king of Egypt, Ramesses, and all these people as black? Why would you portray them as white? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. And it finally hit me. It dawned on the brother. Hey, wake up, brother. The light went off. Now, listen. How would you think? Now, you don't think that if they're teaching white supremacy, that they're going to allow the Egyptians to be black in a movie, even though the Egyptians and the Hebrews were white, were black. They're making everything a lie because they love not the truth. That we might be damned. That's what they're doing. They're selling us a lie that we might be damned. To make sure we do not love the truth. Okay, so I realized that they couldn't make the Egyptians black because they would say, wait a minute, ain't no black man, ain't no African enslaving no black white people. That was the move. Then I realized, wow, that's what the deal is. Yeah. Hey, no, they are not going to let Africans enslave Europeans. They say, man, you got it all backwards. That don't teach white supremacy. That teaches about something wrong here. And, you know, today they say that, you know, Egypt is part of white Africa. You know that. You know, third cataract on the Nile. So, I mean, these boys that just got ape. And we just let them brainwash us and go pay to see the movie to be lied to. And then believe. Now, they have rewritten history so many times, and I'm glad that they're doing this so that we can see with our own eyes. Why do you believe anything they say? Now, that movie that they had, Gods and Kings, and Moses, that was the biggest lie that ever existed. Ain't nothing of that scripture, okay? So, anyway, and ain't none of it biblical because the characters are all wrong. They were all black. They wasn't white. So, You might be saying, well, God don't care about that. Well, God does care about truth. And if that's a lie, if you want to believe a lie, then you go on and believe a lie that you might be damned because you love not the truth. We go back to Thessalonians. We need to share this stuff now. We're talking about the issue here is truth. It ain't got nothing to do with color. It has to do with the truth. If they lying to you about the color, they're going to be lying to you about everything else. And in that movie, they lied to you about everything in that movie. That was a trip. So then they have self-esteem. So the blacks, that you get this little, you know, hey, man, we enslaved Jews in Africa, so we must be good. You know, no. They took that away so that you no longer even have that. So self-esteem in the African-American community, self-esteem for people of color in America is at a low. There is no history that they share basically about black people. And if they give you, say, okay, it's Black History Month. Now notice, Black History Month is 28 days, the shortest, what, month of the year. And that's what they give us. And then we blow, hey, man. Then some people say, we ain't having no Black History Month. Hey, I'm not black for 1 month. I'm black every day. So every day is Black History Month for me. How about that? All right. Anytime we have anything to self-esteem to build us up, it's like they want to take it away. Even we want to take it away. Black people don't even want to keep Black History Month. Black people don't even want to keep Kwanzaa. Everything they got to excuse, anything white, they want to keep. Everything black, they throw in the garbage. Especially the church folk. Maybe, you know, they just bow to Master so quickly. So, hey, it is wild. This is really wild. Not cool at all. But, hey, I might as well tell you the truth. If you go lynch me. I might as well just tell you the truth. Okay. What is next? Okay. We also find out that self-esteem, if you don't have self-esteem, oh man, I'm saying on self-esteem, man. There is no self-esteem in the African-American. So if you have gotten beyond basic one, okay, I got me a job, I'm hooked up, okay. I got me a degree, okay. Hey, I got me a good job, okay. So you're out of one. Okay, then you're in stage two. Okay, man, I'm gonna get my, I'm gonna get my my cell phone, get my cancer. I'm gonna eat whatever I want. I'm gonna do whatever I want, and I'm gonna be freedom through technology. And they're gonna monitor me, and I'm gonna give them up everything. Come on, okay. But hey, baby, you even passed that bullet. You know, hey, you're not that dumb. Okay, then you get to your, you know, where you belong. All right, are you in affiliation with a what they call it, the Greek fraternity? Greek fraternity? Don't you know the Greeks stole everything from Africa? So, man, why would you be part, a part of a Greek fraternity? Oh, my goodness. What an idiot. You need to have an African fraternity. So, but this is the reason why they give us Greek fraternity, so that we can want to be like the white man. That's the Greeks. I mean, everything. There are no black fraternities, hardly. Okay, that they are the Greek. Okay, there are no African fraternities, hardly. So, anyway, I remember Dr. Brother Tahuti. Yes, that brother Tahuti. He was trying to start a African, you know, African sorority. You know, everybody, you know, everybody want to go the Greek way, you know. At a historical black college. Can you believe that? All this stuff is a bunch of hogwash. So, anyway. So, this is giving you a sense of belonging. Okay, I finally got my degree, so now I belong to this upper class, so I belong to this graduation class. Oh, whatever belonging, I belong to this family, I am connected, you know, whatever, okay? So that's where that is. But self-esteem, if you don't like yourself, if you've been told that Black people history began in America, and that we should thank Master for having us in America. We should thank old Master. And the reason why we should thank him, because we are heathen. And we were over there, and we were killing each other, and eating each other, and all of that stuff. Listen, I don't believe all of them lies. We had the first civilization on the planet. Adam and Eve were African, okay? So please, okay? So don't even try it. The Greeks stole their stuff. They went over to Egypt, and they learned there was no Pythagoras theorem. In mathematics, he got that from the Greeks. There's no Plato. They got all this philosophy from there. They became civilized by meeting us. But they won't tell you that. They switch everything and lie to you, so they put themselves on top and put us on the bottom, such that now those who have come up in that class or category have little self-esteem. And so this level, most of us will never get beyond level 4, self-esteem. Now think about it for a minute now. I mean, every picture, think about it. When you go to church, where the pictures are? When you read Sunday school lesson, what the picture's saying? Okay, this is what they say. They say in the Bibles, all that stuff, they got white Jesus, white God, white angels, and all the people in heaven are white. Wow. So then tell me, where are the black people? Well, they're in the kitchen making the milk and honey. So we still serving the white man slave master even when we get to heaven. Dang. Yeah, what kind of craziness is this? Are you supposed to buy this? Yo, wake up to the reality of the situation. Okay, so very low self-esteem. You don't see black people shooting white people because they God. They can't shoot the white man because he's God. But you will shoot another brother. Black-on-black violence is so rampant. We are doing what the Klansmen wanted to do. We are doing it. We're shooting a black. Why? Because there's no self-esteem. You are taught that black is evil. Black Friday. Black book. Blacklist. And what is white? White angel food. Right? White is right. Okay, all of these terminology, again, is brainwashing us moment by moment, second by second, such that there is no self-esteem in the brothers. Hey, that don't make no sense why you're shooting each other. Because, hey, when you look in the mirror, you hate yourself. And so when you see the brother, you see him, you see a reflection, and you say, you shoot the brother. That's the psychological game that we are on. Psychological, a place of belonging. Why do they go to the ghetto? Why do they join these gangs? Why do they join all this stuff? Because they have a sense of belonging, affiliation, feeling part of something. But why gotta be so violent? Why gotta be killing people? Why gotta be killing black people? Why gotta be raping mamas? Why does it have to do that? And all these music, videos, and this stuff that they put on TV, the black people saying, killing babies. The rappers are killing their mama. And I'm killing, and calling each other bees and dogs. And, I mean, it's just sickening. This is the self-esteem of the black community. This is what they have given us. And we think we hip. I had some white boy told me, man, when I was teaching college algebra. And he was a student. He said, hey, dog. I said, who are you talking to, bro? I'm talking to you, dog. I said, don't you be calling me no dog. I ain't your friend and I ain't your buddy. So I don't know who you think you're talking to. I mean, these people are just totally out of control. He thought that was hip. The white man thought it was hip to call a brother a dog. Now, I know he don't call his daddy no dog. And I'm sure he don't call his mama a bee. But he thinks that it's cool to call black people that. So even the white people look down on us because of what we have perpetuated and what they have told us about ourselves. So self-esteem is lacking of the highest order. And that's where most of us stay. Stay and die right there. Don't go no further. The only recognition we get is that we cover all the jail. This is a shame. And then you think you get power by going to, your indoctrination into manhood is going to jail or killing somebody. What kind of joke is that? I mean, this is insanity. So there's no self-esteem. So the point is that we're supposed to reach the point that the Bible teaches, you know. A lot of people just, want Jesus, the Bible and God and all these things. They think he's Santa Claus. And you just go to him and he just asks him for your riches and your money and for this. Yeah, he gives you stuff, but he wants to give you his character. He wants to give you his light, his knowledge, as we covered the 9 laws of health. He wants you to live in harmony with nature so that you might be able to live longer, that you might be a light in this dark place. So he wants everybody to love one another. So How can you love your brother who you see if you don't love yourself? So if black people don't have self-esteem, black males don't have self-esteem, then of course they can't love their brother. And they can shoot him. Because you are having hatred of yourself. Self-hatred. So please, think about this. This is not a joke. This is a situation that we are finding ourselves in today. Serious problem. Serious to the max. Now it looks like my something's happening to my recorder. But anyway, I'm gonna stop here, and we will start next week on level number 5. Right now we're on level number 4. Remember, the first level was basic physiological needs. That's survival needs. That's the job security. That's basic needs of clean air, fresh organic food, pure water, clothing, shelter, animal instinct of sex, and your needs. So that's level 1. Level 2 in this behavioral theory is protection, having security, safety, long-term opportunities in your job or wherever you might live. People will give up their freedom through the false belief of security through technology and convenience. So that's where level 2 is. Level 3 is what we called social belonging. Having affiliation, a feeling, a part of something, like the gangs in many black communities, or wanting to be a rapper, or wanting to be a football player, or whatever. You want to be, or you pick up a team. Oh yeah, man, I'm just my team. And you got so many black people that's into that. That is so ridiculous. I'm on this team. Okay, you bound. Oh yeah, man, my team beat you. What kind of joke is that? But hey, that's belonging, you know, affiliation. I ain't into any of that stuff. All right. And then the fourth one that we were stopping on is self-esteem, recognition of accomplishment. And we have found out that there's hardly any self-esteem that is given to us in the church, given to us in the school system, given to us at all. The only thing that they talk about is how good it is to be a slave, of how we should thank master for enslaving us, just so that what? So that we can know something, just so that we can be in America and enjoy life. So this is wild. All right, anyway, the other 3 we're going to cover next week, which is knowledge, intellectual challenges, seeing the world from a macro view. Number 6 is going to be aesthetics, learn lessons from others or from your parents or from orders in life, shaping of knowledge, sharing of knowledge. And then the last one is self-actualization. You have finally reached to your spiritual understanding, that you are at a point that you are ready to be conscious. Now, the whole thing is all revolves around this behavioral theory that they're using on us. And the question is, where do I have freedom of choice? Are we choosing or are others choosing for us? Are they making the determination for us? Are they putting us in the ghetto, putting us in the projects? That's what a project is called. It's a project. You know what a project is. That means they're testing the ground to see how it works out. Okay? So these environments that we find ourselves in, these influences of our community, of our parents, of our school systems, all and work environment, all are controlling us in many ways. And so a lot of what we're talking about is hidden from us. And so that's why we're going through this, so you can understand the things that are hidden. And so you think that you are making sure. You think that you are free. You think that you are making your own decisions, not realizing that all the time they are programming you, brainwashing you, sending you propaganda into your brain. And with that, you do what they say. And you think, you could have sworn I thought of that. Yep, you thought of that, but you didn't think of that. That's something that they implanted in your mind. And so, that's where we find ourselves. Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. Because what we're looking at, the entire system of predetermined development is affected by the environment or the place in which it occurs. Did you know that there's a predetermined system of development and you're placed in it? The cause and effect, causes and effect of outside influences or forces acting on you from inside and outside. It can affect the quality of development, can be enhanced. The quality or the speed can be accelerated at an enormous rate, depending on your environment. The entire change of transformation and reaching freedom is intended to occur. We can control the speed of development, place this system of development in its essence in a proper environment, placing ourselves there. The ability to choose our environment. When does that become important? Placed in an environment to develop. The books we read, the friends we have, the method that we use are all determined to see how free we really are. Like I said, next week we will try to cover this because I'm not sure how much of this is being recorded, because this is, it looked like it's still, it froze, and I'm not sure where it froze. But I will re-listen to it during the week, and then when I come back, I will be able to hopefully fill in the spots that we left off. But I'm glad we was able to stop at part 4, and it's development of growth. We pray that you are getting a deeper understanding of all of this. We pray that you have been able to make sure to find out, do you have free will? What are you choosing from off the menu that they have given to us? We say that we have free choice because we are ignorant. We are unaware of the connecting and forces that are upon us, that are pushing us down. So with that, we will say, what do you say? Amen. Praise Yah. Let us carry on nonstop. Don't you dare talk about it. This is the way of truth, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the way things go. It seems that if I talk and turn my thing, this thing is going to work. But if I don't turn it, it's not going to work. Wow. This is heavy. This is heavy. So we pray that the influences us, surrounds us all around, that we rise up against this influence, that we cannot see or understand the system. And we say we have free will. Why do we say we have free will? It's because we lack information. We are ignorant. We do not see what the influences that are around us. And we do not sense what the influences are doing to us. We have these vague feeling that we have a free will in America. The place or point of freedom is not there. You will choose what is good for you. The family you grew up is influenced you. We act like a program, and they just put things in our mind and we just act on them. That's what we call freedom, but that is ignorance, not knowing what forces are acting on us and that are around us. May Yahweh bless us and keep us. May his wonderful grace pour upon us, and may he give us peace. Amen and amen. Yahweh, please bless us. Give the people wisdom and guidance. We pray that this teaching might go forth and might be able to awaken us out of sleep. Arise from the dead, thou that sleepest. For thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is shined upon thee. Amen and amen.